Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. If you are a steady listener to this program, you may remember we spoke about what it means to love the Lord and how you do that. Your Bible says we love God by obeying His Word, His law, His commandments. That is the way that we prove to God that we love Him. The first four commandments are directed toward God, and the last six are directed toward fellow man, neighbor, or enemy, if you have any. We quoted many scriptures supporting this truth. And if you want the crown of life, the free gift of eternal life, then you need to perk up your ears and listen and begin giving up self and the ways of this world and begin obeying God. We can't inherit eternal life the way we naturally are. Repentance means to repent of sin. Conversion means to change. We repent of sinning, that is, of breaking God's law, which is sin, that's brought out in 1 John 3:4. It says sin is the transgression of the law. We must begin living by those laws, and that means all 10 of them. That includes keeping the Sabbath holy, as God has commanded. It means to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, and follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, who set the perfect example of obeying and living by every word of God. Yes, Christ kept the Sabbath, because that is God's Word. He kept the other 9 commandments as well, in the spirit and in the letter of the law. You may have been asked sometime in your life this question, do you know the Lord? Now, it would stand to reason that you would have to know the Lord before you could love Him. Notice what it says in 1 John 4:20. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, or that doesn't love his neighbor as himself, that is, if they are unconcerned about their fellow man, their fellow neighbor, says they are a liar. For if he that does not love his brother, who he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that we who love God must love his brother also. Now that's pretty plain, isn't it? If you aren't concerned about others, if you don't love your neighbor as yourself, then you don't love God. Now, this is God's Word. I'm only reading what God has said. Now, what does it mean, you can't love God whom you haven't seen, where it states that in verse 20? How do you see God? Now, none of us have seen God or Christ in person. So what does it mean, you can't love God whom you haven't seen? How do you see God? Matthew 5:8 says this, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And pure means living a clean life. Pure means the fact that you have been forgiven of your sins, that you have repented, you have been baptized, and you have been forgiven of your sins, and you have begun to keep God's law, because sin is the transgression of the law. It means that you are practicing the way of God. The commandments, living the way of the commandments, the way that God commands you to live, by keeping His commandments toward God and toward neighbor. Notice in 1 John 3:1. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Now, God is saying here, if you are a child of God, if you're obeying God, if you are a true Christian, there's not too many people that actually know you, know how you are, know your lifestyle, know how you are living, and so on. Verse 2 says, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. We shall see Him as He is, it says. Now, how is Christ today? Christ isn't going to change. When He appears, He will be just like He is today. He will be just like he was yesterday. God says that he's the same. He changes not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. In another place, he says, I am the eternal, and I change not. So how is God? How is Christ? That's exactly the way they will be when Christ appears, is the way that they are now and the way that they have always been. Well, how is Christ today? Is he trampling on his own laws that he wrote with his own finger? Is he putting other gods before God the Father? Is he trampling on holy time, on his holy time, on God the Father's holy time? Does he hate anyone? Isn't he concerned about all people? Doesn't he love everyone? He gave his life for the world. He loved the world so much. God the Father loved the world so much that he gave his son's life. Christ loved the world so much that he was willing to give his life for everyone. Well, do you begin to see Christ? Much more could be said about Christ, about how Christ is and how he will be when he returns. But I think you get the point, that if you see Christ as he is at his return, you have got to begin seeing him as he is now. And if you love the Lord, then you will be willing and you will be living the way Christ did and is today. You will begin keeping God's law, living by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Notice what Christ said to some people here about some people in Matthew 7, beginning in verse 21. Matthew 7 and verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Now notice this, my friends. Christ said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. In other words, any and everyone that claims that they know God, that they're worshiping God, that they're living the good, clean, pure Christian life, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not taught in your name? Cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness, or you who practice the way of sin, because lawlessness is sin, and sin is the transgression of the law. You know, in Matthew 23 and other places, Christ called the Pharisees hypocrites. He said, you're like whitewashed tombs. You look good on the outside, but inside you're like dead men's bones. Your religion stinks, he was telling them. But notice Christ said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done this and have we not done that? He didn't say there would only be a few, but he says, many will say to me, and he says, I will profess to them that I didn't know you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. And iniquity is breaking God's law. That's something that you need to understand. You need to perk up your ears and listen to this. Well, it's very plain that if you are practicing lawlessness, that is breaking God's law, if that is your lifestyle, God says, I don't know you. No matter how righteous you may appear to others, God sees and knows your lifestyle, your intent, your purpose. He sees and knows your heart, your mind, and your attitude. And if God doesn't know us, then it's certain that we don't know God. And how can we love the Lord if we can't and don't know God and Christ and see them as they are? Well, it's impossible, my friends. See them as they are. That is their mind, their goal, their purpose, their attitude, their character. And if we don't begin living the way that they live. Philippians 2 and verse 5 says this, let this mind be in you that also, and I will add here, that is in Jesus Christ. It says, let this mind be in you. And that was Christ's mind, his attitude and his character to obey God the Father, to keep his own law, to live by his law. And you have your part to play in this process of letting Christ's mind dwell in you. You must surrender your life to God and Christ. Repent of sin, that is the breaking of God's law. Be baptized, be converted, begin putting on God's mind and his character. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, hunger and thirst for righteousness. And what is righteousness? God says all of my commandments are righteousness. You can read that in the book of Psalms. And God will give you His Spirit to help you to accomplish this. But you must show God that's what you want by obeying what you know. God gives you knowledge and wisdom and understanding and the power of His Holy Spirit as you obey what you know to be right, as you obey God's Word as far as you know. Then, if you are doing that, then you will grow in grace and knowledge, as Christ says do in 2 Peter. This is the way that we come to know and love God. Now, if you would like more understanding about the plan of salvation and your part in it, we invite you to enroll in our free Bible correspondence course by calling us, the Churches of God Outreach Ministries, toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and ask to be enrolled in our free Bible correspondence course. Also, ask for our free article, What Do You Mean, Repent? They're free, there's no cost, there's no obligation. No one will ask you for any money, no one will call on you. You won't hear from us unless you invite it again. So call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and ask to be enrolled in our free Bible correspondence course. Also ask for our free article, What Do You Mean, Repent? Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.